Gerson, what's going on?
Hey man, how are you?
Good. Good to talk to you, man.
You too.
I appreciate you reaching out.
Yeah, my pleasure. I just saw you on Instagram and I was like, sounds like this guy's doing some
What were you watching? Were you watching like the story, or were you watching something like on the feed?
I was watching your Instagram. I think, well, I follow you, but I obviously Instagram.
Okay, Google. Volume 50%. Okay, Google. Okay, Google, volume 60%. Okay, Google, call 614-974-6264.
Something went wrong. Try again in a few seconds.
Okay, Google.
Hang on while I get connected to Wi-Fi.
Oh, you bitch. Okay, Google. Call 614-974-6264.
Calling 614-974-6264.
Hello.
Yo, dude, my bad. I'm calling
Oh, you're
you.
good.
I'm calling you on a Google Home. And so I
Oh,
tried to
nice.
turn up the volume and it just hung up. So my bad.
Oh, you're good. Speaking of that, I only have about maybe like 2 3 minutes to talk, unfortunately, because this party ran longer than I thought. But
Oh, dude.
yeah,
Oh.
back.
You're
What?
good. You're good, bro.
Okay, so back to yeah. So I met you at Give Back Hack.
No, I
I
remember.
started
Yeah.
following
No,
you
I
on
remember talking to
Instagram.
you.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I started following you on the ground. I'm like, wait, is this what does this guy do? Because like I never really knew if you were still in school or like you just recently graduated.
Yeah,
So
I'm
this
still in
dude
school, but I'm
just
graduating
does
in like
whatever
a
the fuck he
week.
wants. Nice.
So
Okay, he's
I
just
checked
like
your
very.
website out. Do you guys have a voice app?
We don't have a voice app, but we do. We have Facebook, which is probably our biggest way to market. And then that's pretty much it. Like honestly, we have Nextdoor, things like that. But our biggest attraction is definitely Facebook.
Okay.
Is our biggest way of getting clients,
I was.
because there's a lot of suburb mom groups,
Oh, yeah.
and they're always like, hey, does
Ooh.
anyone know anybody who wants to clean, blah blah blah, and then we're usually one of the ones suggested in Columbus area at least. So, but
Ah, okay.
you'd be surprised. There's like 20, 30. Shelly, come here. You'd be surprised how many freaking cleaners there are in Columbus. But
Yeah. Well, I'll
yeah,
tell you,
it happens.
we have a Alexa app for cleaners. I'm gonna try to demo it real
You have my
quick.
dry cleaner enabled. Do you want to open?
Alexa, stop. Alexa, launch Tidy.
I found a few matches. Do you mean tidy maid, tidy closet, or tidy house cleaning?
House cleaning.
Welcome to your new skill, 1 hour house cleaning. Would you like to listen now?
Alexa off. See, the problem,
Goodbye.
there's other house cleaners that there's other skills that are named Tidy, so we have to rename it. This is a demo app. We have another house cleaning company that we are, beta testing it with. But we're still trying to find product market fit for this. Our main one is Dry Cleaner. It's a platform for dry cleaners to schedule pickups and stuff like that. And so this is just a very similar thing, but it's our second vertical. So
pretty much Alexa tells them when they're done, like we'll tell the Alexa, they'll tell the Alexa app when they're done cleaning it.
Yeah. So you can have it so that the one, the customer can schedule an appointment with Alexa in their house or on their phone. Sorry, I'm going to say Lexi because it sounds fucking weird that I'm calling this thing by a nickname, but like, you know, it doesn't wake up if I call it Lexi. So,
Jolly, come here.
You can schedule an appointment, like a customer schedule an appointment, and then when the cleaner's at the house, the cleaner can, you know, check in with like and say, okay, done here, on my way to the next house or something.
Cool.
Yeah, but that doesn't exist yet. Like that's just the idea. That's just the idea. But you can actually schedule appointments. Like the functionality at the moment is that you can launch the app and then you can have it send a text to schedule an appointment. And so what we're going to do, we thought what was the simplest thing that could possibly work. You basically, your customer can send you a text message and then you'll have a scheduling person coordinate with, you know, your house cleaners who should go there. So it's just a limit. We eliminated the phone call to schedule.
That's pretty much what we do. Like we actually already have an app that is texting for us. So that, or not texting for us, but we use it as the platform so multiple people can text at the same time instead of just doing it on someone's individual phone.
Yeah.
But the Alexa thing is not too bad of an idea. I just don't know how really popular that is, but it's still cool. I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea.
Yeah. Do you think that it would provide a benefit to your company if people could schedule their cleanings with their Alexa device?
I don't think it would be so much a benefit for them to schedule with the Alexa app. I think it'd be more of a benefit for the cleaners to tell the clients that they're done.
Okay.
Because right now we're the middleman between the client and the cleaners, and we tell the client when the cleaners are done, when the cleaners tell us they're done. But we're trying to be very careful to make sure that the cleaners don't have direct contact with the clients because we don't want the cleaners taking the clients from us. So it has to, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it would be good to like have something like Alexa be the middleman because obviously Alexa's a robot. So she doesn't have to, you know, she can just be straightforward with the client and it's not like you're talking to a human, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad idea. I just think also some clients will be like, wait, so you're telling me I have to buy an Alexa so that I can, you know, so that you guys can tell me when you're done? Why can't you just text me, you know? But some of you might already have an Alexa. Some people may, you know, be like, oh, that's really cool because then I can know when you guys are done. And you don't have to worry about texting me, you know? So it just depends on the client itself. But it's not a bad idea for sure.
Okay, good. This is really good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Are you on vacation or something?
I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I run the company from here.
Oh, but is it based here?
Yeah. Columbus, yeah.
Yeah. And you moved out of Columbus or what?
Yeah, I moved here about 5 months ago.
Okay. That's cool.
I'm coming back this Friday, actually, to for the holidays. So.
Oh, what time? You don't have to tell me, but do you have time to grab like a coffee in the morning or something?
Yeah, we can do that.
When are you flying in?
Yeah, I'm flying in. I'm gonna be there probably like Friday night or Saturday morning. I can text you and just say like. I don't think I saved your number yet, but I'll at least text you again and say, hey, don't forget to text me about getting coffee.
Yeah.
I can make it happen. I mean, I'm more open on Saturdays or Sundays.
Okay.
For the morning.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to do like a different day, like at night, we can do that too.
Okay. You're going to be here till Christmas?
I'll be there till like January 2nd or 3rd.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Friday, I have a party, Christmas party. Back in Cleveland, Saturday I'll be back. Sunday I'm graduating, so maybe early next week.
That'd be dope.
Because we're trying to find product market fit. The thing about voice is that there's no one building actual apps. All it is like only media companies are using it for like flash briefings, you know, making lists, ordering groceries, stuff like that. I mean, things that Amazon does and media companies already do. So there's not a lot of people coming into service industries.
I see. No, yeah, you're just trying to find another way to use it. That makes sense.
So originally with this, we have a cleaner in Cleveland. It's called Flawless Cleaners. They're in LA too. They saw the first thing they wanted was just to schedule appointments. But right now you have people just text you to schedule the appointment and then you tell a cleaner to go there, correct?
Essentially, yeah. We have another platform that tells the cleaners their schedule.
Okay.
But some of our clients are regulars, so like they know exact days. They know exact days and times that we go there.
Yeah.
So it's more about, every other Tuesday, they're already at my house. Don't worry about it. But there's a lot of clients that we have that are monthly, and we pretty much have to set it up every time. Jelly, come here.
Because it would be nice to say, Alexa, like, reschedule my cleaner. Or the thing with – so there's Google and Alexa. Google is – they are focused on someone being like – I'm not going to say the – it's going to be like – I need to figure out a fake word besides the Google wake word, because if I say the wake word, it'll hang up the call. But you ask Google, I'd like my house cleaned, and then Google will take care of it. And so they are you know what I'm saying? Where Alexa?
No, it would actually be really cool to talk to. It would actually be really cool to talk to just Google Voice or like Alexa instead of the client, because sometimes the client adds all this extra bullshit and it's like, dude, just get to the point. Like, can we clean or can we not clean enough?
Yeah, you don't have to have a conversation.
So it would be nice to be like, it would be nice to just suggest dates and feel like the awkwardness isn't there anymore. So
you're
just being like, hey, can we clean your house this day and time? Say yes, say no. They say no, cool, you suggest another day, you know?
Yeah.
But I also see it being kind of frustrating because some clients are—they're particular. Jelly, come here. Some clients are very particular, and they're like, they even throw out, you know, 3-4 days to us, and then we may say, "Cool, this day works," or we have to be dicks and say none of those days work and suggest a whole other day. So it just every situation is different, but I don't think it's a bad way to take advantage of the voice thing for sure, because that's where things are going. So
yeah, it takes away the phone call and it takes away people having to go on their device, but we're trying to find market fit into house cleaner, and so I'd love to talk to you more. Maybe we'll grab coffee like early next week.
That sounds good, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, in the meantime, I will. Can you text me your email?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Okay, cool. Because I'd like to add you to our Slack. Then you can just check out what's going on. Most things are public besides like confidential passwords and stuff like that. It's pretty open source.
Sure.
So you can dig around in there. Anything voice you have, you can post stuff like that.
Cool.
All right,
man, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll get in touch with you this weekend and we can schedule like to meet up. Cause that's we're searching for product market fit where we could scale to a national and then international level.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, dude.
I'll talk to you soon, man. Congrats again on graduating.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. I'm finally out of here, dude. It's fucking great.
I bet. All right.
Man. Thanks for reaching out, though. Thanks for reaching out.
My pleasure.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Take it easy.